Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and today I want to talk about why you should believe in your abilities. It is important for you to believe in what you're capable of doing. Now, Monday and Tuesday, we talked about rehearsing your successful life and why you should start being comfortable with your magnificence. If you missed those two podcasts, go back and check them out. Now, when we talk about why you should believe, or what made me want to talk about that, is because I think people are to the point where they need to have a clearer picture of what it means to have faith, what it means to believe in your goals, and what it means to keep this picture in your mind, this picture of success. So today I want to give 4 points and we'll just do four today, as to why you should believe in your ability. First of all, when you believe that you can achieve, and you believe it strongly, then you're going to put some things in motion to make that happen. It is important for you to embrace your magnificence, to embrace all of who you are, to be excited about you and your capabilities. Whatever your goal is, understand this, you can make that goal happen. And maybe I should qualify that by saying, whatever goal that you've set that aligns with your passions, your purpose, and your talents, then you can truly make that happen, that goal happen. I mean, because if you want to turn to a pink elephant, let's face it, well, you're a human being. Yeah, that's not going to change. So we're talking about believing in something that aligns with your purpose, with your passions, and your human capabilities, which are extremely unlimited. But you want to be able to make sure that you understand what the let's say the limitations are. And they're very small. They're very few things that we can't do as human beings. So it is important that you expand your belief. When you can expand your belief and you say to yourself, you know what, this is the goal that I've set and I'm going to make this happen no matter what, now you can start to feel better about you. You can start to feel more confident about achieving the goal. Now, all month long, we've been talking about the art of achieving big while having fun. Well, there's nothing more fun than taking a moment and visualizing your best life. In other words, whatever you want to visualize, because there are no restrictions. In other words, in your mind, you don't have to hold back. You don't have to say, you know what? You know, I'd like to be a billionaire, but I'm not going to think that because it's not possible. No, nothing is more fun than taking a moment and just letting go and just seeing the biggest, best life you can possibly think of. Or bestest. So you want to believe that you can achieve no matter what. Now, that's kind of the first point. to believe that you can achieve no matter what. And I would suggest that you make that commitment to yourself. Make a firm decision that you are going to stick with your beliefs. Whatever goals that you set, the goals that you are passionate about, that you're willing to put your attention on and to be intentional about, then it is most likely your destiny to get the best results possible by achieving those goals. So make a decision that you're going to believe that you can achieve no matter what. Now, the second point I want you to remember is that everything you receive will be based on what you believe. And I know sometimes people have a hard time with that. And we will probably dissect this on another show. But on our Wonderful Wednesday, we are going to, for now, kind of take that at face value. And I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. Everything you receive is based on what you believe. For example, if you believe that you can't make money, it's going to be very difficult for you to see opportunities when they come your way. If you believe that someone's smarter than you, better than you, then whenever, if you guys are going for the same job or the same promotion or the same contract, if you own your own business, that person will most likely get the contract. Why? Because on some level, you're going to do something to hold yourself back. And then you're going to be upset, wondering, I'm smarter than them and I'm better at this than them. How did they get that position? How did they get the contract? Why are they making more money than me? It's because of how you see you, how you believe when it comes to your abilities. This is why it is so important for you to become comfortable with your magnificence. So once again, if you missed Tone It Up Tuesday, you want to go back and listen to that show where I talk about why it's important for you to start being comfortable with your magnificence. I talk about what it can do for you physically and, of course, mentally and emotionally. So now we know that it's important for you to believe that you can achieve no matter what, no matter how it looks. And the second point is that everything you receive will be based on what you believe. Now, our third point is be open to receiving what you desire. You have to be open to it. As I said, sometimes you look at someone who's outdoing you and you're saying, you know what, I'm better at this than them. Well, you know what? They're open to receiving the best. You can always tell when you're not open to receiving what you desire. And the way you can tell that is the words, listen to the words that come out of your mouth. Pay attention to your thoughts, and most importantly, pay attention to your actions. If you find yourself procrastinating, then you know that what you're doing is you're preventing you from receiving the best that you desire. You know that you're not open to receiving the best that you desire. Because you know what? When we're open to receiving the best, then we're going to do what it takes. Now, I can honestly speak on that because there was a time when I was not open to receiving the best. But here's the thing. I didn't realize I wasn't open to receiving the best. I thought I had it going on, even though I didn't have it going on because there were some struggles going on there. And the reason I thought I had it going on is because I was doing what I call creative avoidance. You know, I was working on, in other words, moving paper from the left of the desk to the right side of the desk, just not getting a lot done. And of course, this was after the big crash and my confidence took a really big hit as a result of what happened with my real estate business and some other things in my personal life. So I didn't realize I was kind of wrapped up in that creative avoidance bubble. But at some point, if we really step back and we're honest with ourselves, we can actually see what's going on in our life. We can see what's taking place that we don't want to take place, that we don't want to happen. This is all about you paying attention to you. So if you want to get what you desire, if you want to get the thing that you've been working on or thinking about for years, and if you've been repeating the exact same goal over and over, then perhaps it's time for you to realize that maybe you're not open to receiving what you desire. Because when we really want to have something, we're going to do what it takes. Now, here's my fourth and final point. No matter what it looks like, I've already said, you want to believe that you can achieve it. And I have shared that you want to keep in mind that everything that you're receiving, it's based on what you believe. It's based on what you're willing to accept. It's based on what you buy into. And because you know what, no matter if it's right or wrong, here's the thing. If you are on the side of wrong thinking, so to speak, and I really don't like to use the word wrong, but it is what it is. In other words, if you're not thinking in a way that allows you to get the highest and best or bring the best into your life, then you know what's going to happen with that? I mean, you're not really going to get it. And that's just the reality of it. So everything you receive, it's going to be based on what you believe. And then, of course, the third point was you have to be open to receiving what you desire. So we talked about these things. Now, the final point is, you must always speak the results you want. See, it goes beyond just believing that it can be done. You have to speak it. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go and talk to every single person that you meet, every single stranger, because I have no proof of this, but this is kind of a theory that I've developed as a result of reading certain books and things through the years. But one of the things that the thoughts that I've developed is that if I tell enough people that this is what I'm doing and they can't believe with me, that all that disbelief kind of waters down my powerful energy. Now, can it stop me from achieving ultimately? No, but I just believe it can slow me down. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been so super excited about something, real gung-ho, you are going to make it happen, this is done this day, and then one of the things that happens is you go out and you tell someone because you're really excited. And the first thing out of their mouth is, how are you going to do that? Wow, that's a lot. Are you sure you can make that happen? I mean, do you really feel like doing it at that point? You now have to inspire yourself or motivate yourself again. You've got to rev yourself up all over again. So it is important for you to be careful who you're speaking it to. So when I talk about always speak the results that you want, what I'm saying is that when throughout your daily activities, don't deny the things that you want. If someone says, wow, you know, your car is really old, you know, you can say something like, if you want a new car, and say, yeah, but it runs, it works really well. And when I get my new car, I'll get the car that I want. So that's kind of how it's done. So there you have those four points as to why you should believe in your ability. If you want to get what you want, or I should say how you should go about believing. So it's kind of a combination of the two. So if you want to have the things that you want, then you have to stick with it. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. Remember to check out designeryourlifetoday.com, and you can actually register to receive a free AMC gift card. I like the movies, so maybe some of you guys want to check out a movie, which, by the way, I have to confess, the new movie that's out, The Incredibles Part 2, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go see it. I like that cartoon. I liked Part 1. So you can get that Walmart gift card or a Target gift card. So go ahead, get registered. And in the meantime, believe in what you want and enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. Do life with power by being magnificent.